time to be a winner.
I have come here to chew bubble gums and kick ass.
Pick this week's games against the spread for all the bragging rights.
You want some bad enough, then you come get some.
Feeling extra confident?
More than the one true game.
Make that game your top shelf for double points. This is Pick Six, now on Darren, Donick, and Chase.
All right, it's Pick Six time here on Darren, Donick, and Chase. Don't forget, tonight you're in the 6 o'clock hour. It'll be an NFL playoffs tonight show. Some guy named Chase will be breaking down the playoff games, including the Titans and the Bengals. The playoff show is presented by Hard Rock Cafe, Mercedes-Benz of Music City, Hiller Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, Electrical, Toyo's Clinic, Smile LASIK and Hair Restoration. That's tonight during the 6 o'clock hour, so keep that in mind. All right, I guess we got Gin Blossoms tickets on the line for this week's Pick 6 winner. Let's recap last week, so let's turn things over to Elijah Campbell, who's at our Hillside Medical Game Studios.
All right, we'll go ahead and start off in Lexington, Rupp Arena. Big Blue favored by 6.5 against Tennessee, and well, they won by a lot more than 6.5, as you should if you shoot over 80% in the first half. Gives you a little bit of a cushion. It gave the Wildcats a massive cushion. They end up winning by a lot more than 6. Darren and Chase getting points there. No points for Willie. Number 2, total Preds goals on Saturday and Monday. Well, 3 in both games, and last time my math was checked, 3 plus 3. Is indeed 6. That falls in between the 5 and 7 range for 1 point, which is exactly what Willie was rewarded. No points for Darren and Chase. Number 3, Raiders at Bengals. Bengals.
We chased favored. The points, yeah. And we lost.
Sometimes point chasing doesn't always end up in your favor, and not necessarily in this time. But Raiders at Bengals, 5.5. Bengals winning by 7. That is 2 points for Chase as he took Cincinnati top shelf. 1 point for Darren, no points for Willie as he took Vegas. Patriots at Bills. Bills favored by 4.5. And like Kentucky, winning by a lot more than what they were favored by. Offense pitched a perfect game, scoring a touchdown on literally every possession except for the last one. Ended in a kneel down, so that does not count. Points for Chase and Willie. No points for Darren as he took the Pat Riots.
Brr.
49ers at Cowboys. Oh, Cowboys boy. Favored by 2.5. Darren feeling the boys. Says, how about them Cowboys? Top shelf. No points for Darren as the 49ers win there. And a funny ending there for the Cowboys. No points for Chase either as he takes Dallas. Willie getting a point as he took the underdog San Francisco team. And then lastly, the Monday night super wild card finale. Rams, Cardinals, the rubber match between these two divisional rivals. And it was almost over before it even started. Kyler Murray doing his best Carson Wentz impression in the end zone, helping propel a massive first half for the Rams. Points for everybody, Darren Chase, and then, of course, Willie, who top-shelfed the Rams, which gave Willie 5 points on the weekend. Chase with also 5 points. Darren in last this week with 3. So if we go and look at our overall totals here, Willie extends his lead by a couple points here as he sits with 89. Darren in second at 82. And Chase in last with a nice 69 points going into week 21. And then top shelves on the season. Darren still the only one above 500 on top shelf picks. He is 12-8. Willie at 8-11, getting a little bit closer to 500. And then Chase is 10-10 on top shelf points to go again with his 69 points.
It's not been a good year for him on his picks, is it? Silly underdogs. Pick 6.
A down year. A hangover year, if you will.
Yeah. All right. He needs a pick-me-up, you know?
He does.
All right, we ready?
On to Cincinnati.
He's not able to, as the program director, carve out some time to make these picks live?
Apparently not. He's being a suit. He's in a meeting.
Okay, I gotcha. I see he's submitted his picks.
Yes.
Elijah, will you be announcing Chase's picks here?
I can announce his picks.
Okay. I think that'd be good. People want to know. The people need to have the info. on Chase's picks.
All right. Let's start here. It's where it all begins. Tomorrow afternoon, Titans favored by 3.5 over the Bengals. Need the game total from the listeners. Willie, what do you got?
I think the Titans can do their thing in the running game. They've got the pieces. Their numbers are so much better with A.J. Brown and Julio Jones on the field at the same time. So even if Derrick Henry doesn't give them a great game, I think they can get enough offense. And I like their front four against the Bengals' offensive line. Key catches at key times for Julio. I'll take the Titans.
I, too, will take the Titans. As I started off the show, everybody's going to take the Titans. No one is going to pick the Bengals. But that's what I believe. I believe they are going to take care of business, but it does kind of freak me out a little bit that basically everybody's already thinking about next week, next Sunday. So there is that. Everybody's going to take the Titans. I could have made it 7.5 and everybody was going to take the Titans. It didn't matter. But I'm going to take the Titans.
And Chase number two.
The Titans.
Whoops. Yeah. Sure. He top shelf the Titans.
Yeah. Did we even need to? Did we? That one we could have. Yeah.
That was easy. Yeah.
Do that.
All right. Number two. Don't forget, when you call in and get in on the phone lines, you will get two top shelves. So there is that advantage. So if you call in, you will get two top shelves. You can certainly play along at thegamenashville.com, but you will only get one top shelf. Number two. We've been talking about it all week. Derrick Henry carry, 17.5. That is our over-under. Willie, what do you got?
This is a little high for me. 17.5 is a little high.
I asked Alan Bell. He said 16.5.
Yeah. I'm trying to think the number I would. The number in my mind is about 15. So it easily could get up over 17.5 if things fall right. But there's a lot of different reasons why it could end up a little bit less than that. So I will take under. I will take under.
Okay. I am going to go with what I've been saying all week. If he's ready to go, it's been cleared, then go. Give it to 22, and let's see what happens. So I'm going to take the over.
Chase, take the over. Agreeing with Willie here, he's going to take the under.
Really?
Derrick Henry carries.
Wow. I would not have thought.
I think
there's
all
your plot
things
twist.
Are possible here. I think all things are possible. I think if the game unfolds a certain way, especially in the fourth quarter, if they're ahead and they're trying to take it home, he easily could get up over 20 if he's feeling it. But this is the question. This really is the question that everybody wants to know.
Number three.
Here's another one we want to know. Titans sacks on defense. 2.5. Willie, over or under? Joe Burrow has been sacked more than any quarterback in the league.
Yes.
This year.
There's been 17 games, and there's been 51 sacks. So that's average of 3. I think this is another critical stat. If I'm going to predict the Titans to win this game, I think the number has got to be over. I'm going over.
Okay. I am going to go under. And I'm going to guess Chase said over.
Chase indeed said over.
Okay.
Number four.
49ers Packers. Green Bay favored by 5.5. I feel pretty good about this. I've said it all week. Hinted, I think the injuries are going to catch up and affect the 49ers. I know they're red hot. But it's nothing's going to be hot at Lambeau. It's going to be freezing cold. I just think this favors Green Bay. I think they've had lots of rest, although a lot of people don't believe that lots of rest is a good idea. But I'm going to take the Packers minus 5.5. Willie.
I really like the 49ers. I think they are getting hot at the right time, but I'm with you. Do we have an up-to-date situation?
They're
going to
play. Yeah, they're going to play. But
they're both going to play?
Mm-hmm. Let me make sure, because I haven't seen anything where Fred Warner or Bosa are out.
Well, Warner, I think even if he plays, I think we know he may not be moving around as well.
The latest might be a different story. Headline is 49ers are poised to have Jimmy Garoppolo, Fred Warner, and Nick Bosa available.
I see Garoppolo maybe having one of those games where it doesn't go well in the bad weather. Also, I think Packers, they would love to atone. Remember, they got embarrassed in the championship game 2 years ago in San Francisco.
Yes, they did.
I'm taking the Packers.
Okay.
Yep, Chase will also go the Packers here.
Okay.
Number five.
Gets the action start on Sunday, 2 o'clock in Tampa. Rams at Bucks. I said it all week. I think the injuries to Tampa is going to be too much. I said I was willing to go on and put out there that I was going to pick the Rams. I think this is an upset special. I don't love that everybody else seems to be, or a lot of people seem to be jumping on that bandwagon. The line has gone down. I just think this game is set up for the Rams to win. I think they're going to make life pretty miserable. There's a chance they make life pretty miserable, and they're going to need to for Tom Brady because that's the only way you can win. But I think if there's a team that's poised to get to him or at least make, you know, the hurries and be in his head, I think it's the Rams the way they're set up. I think the Rams win, and I'm going to take them plus the 2.5.
I've also got the Rams, and I'm going top shelf. I think the Rams pass rush is such a good matchup for them against the Bucs with some of their offensive line issues. I think the Bucs injuries at some skill positions too. I think Rams defense wins them this game.
Okay.
Make it a sweep. Chase also going with the Rams.
All right.
And number five, six.
Bills Chiefs in KC. To finish out the divisional round weekend, Kansas City favored by 1.5. That game will kick off at 5:30 on Sunday evening. I will go with the Chiefs. You know how I feel about Buffalo all year. I need to see it. They're going to have to prove it to me. I'm going to have to see it to believe it. Nice, impressive win last weekend. I mean, it doesn't get any better than that. Where they were, did they score on every possession, right? They never punted.
Touchdown,
right?
They on every possession. No, not even settling. Not even settling for field goals.
That's amazing stat. But I'm going to take the Chiefs at home. I already said my stat of the day is nobody's ever beaten Kansas City twice in Arrowhead in the same year. I think that continues. I'll take the Chiefs.
I said it last hour. I haven't changed my mind. I'll take the Chiefs.
Okay.
And Chase is going to go with the Bills.
All right.
Circle the wagons.
So Chase top shelfs the Titans. Willie, you top shelfed the Rams. Is that right?
Correct.
I'm going to just to be different. I will. I'll top shelf the Packers. I wanted to do the Rams, but I'll stay away from that. I'll top shelf the Packers. All right, we'll come back. Your phone calls. A segment of calls where you can get in and get two top shelf picks. 615-737-1025. We'll do that next. It is pick six time. It's time for you to lock your picks in via the phone lines. Get two top shelf picks, 615-737-1025. That's our phone line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Let's start things off with John. John, get us going.
All right, tighten up the pundits. All talking about the Bengals, but they're scared to pick the Bengals. Why? Because we got a tractor in the backfield. Give me the Titans. Give me over on the Kings' touches. Give me over on the Titans sacks. I'm going to take the Niners. I'm going to take the Rams. I'm going to take Kansas City. I'm top shelfing the Rams, and I'm going to top shelf King Heron touches, tighten up our hands up.
All right, hold on, John. We need your game total for Bengals-Titans too.
Oh, I'm sorry. 31-17.
So 48 on that. Elijah, did you get all of his picks?
What was that? What were those two top shelfs again?
Rams and over.
And over carries.
Yep. Over for Derrick Henry's touches.
All right, we got everything.
Harris. All right, John. Very efficient. Thank you. Have a great weekend.
Yes, sir. You
and
too.
These, just to clarify, it is rushing attempts, right?
It's not carries. That's why I said carries. Yes. Yep. Not touches. Carries. Yep. All right. 615-737-1025. I could tell he is ready for tomorrow to get here. Let's go to Mark. You're up next. Welcome into Pick Six.
Hi, guys. Thank you so much.
All right. Bengals at Titans. We've been talking about all week. The Titans are a 3.5-point favorite.
The Titans, please.
Game total?
52.
Derrick Henry, over or under 17.5 rushing attempts?
Over, top shelf.
Ooh. Titans defensive sacks, over or under 2.5?
Over.
49ers plus 5.5 at Lambeau against the Packers.
Packers.
Rams on the road and in Tampa against the Bucks. Bucks favored by 2.5.
Bucks, top shelf.
Whoa.
And finally, the Bills and the Chiefs on Sunday evening.
Chiefs.
Chiefs minus 1.5.
Do we get a second top shelf?
Bucks top shelf, and then the over on Henry touch.
Okay, the over. Okay, gotcha. All right, Mark, good luck. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. Have a good night. Have a good weekend, guys. Bye.
615-737-1025. Let's go to Shannon. You're up next. Welcome into Pick Six.
What's up, gentlemen?
All right. Let's start off with Bengals and Titans.
Give me the Bengals.
You got the Bengals plus 3.5 and a game total?
About 53.
Derrick Henry, over, under 17.5 carries?
Under.
Under. Titans, over or under 2.5 sacks?
Under.
49ers at Packers?
Packers.
Packers minus 5.5. Bucks hosting the Rams.
Rams top shelf.
Rams top shelf plus the 2.5. Chiefs minus 1.5 hosting the Bills.
Bills top shelf.
Bills top shelf.
Yes, sir.
All right, Shannon. Good luck. All Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
That was a little bit different selections right there. Bills top shelf, Bengals. Let's go to Reno. He's up next. Welcome into Pick Six.
What's happening, fellas? I'm going to make it real easy for you. I'm going road team every game. Niners double top shelf and over on Henry and over on the sack.
What about your game total?
45.
So all the road teams.
All road teams. Henry over 17 and Titans over 3.5 sacks or 2.5 sacks.
And 45 is your game total. And who are your two top shelves?
The Niners, double top shelf. Double top Niners. Shelf, baby. Yeah.
Duh.
It worked last time. It's going to go again this time.
It
hey,
did.
Don't forget, Mitchell didn't play the last game. And if they run the ball 25 times, the game is over. Green Bay will not win this game.
Would you rather have Mitchell or Samuel running the ball?
I want Mitchell running the ball, and then Debo can come in and do what Debo does.
He's pretty darn
good. They're both going to get – I'll take 15 for Mitchell and 8 for Debo and throw in the other guy. It's going to be – I'm telling – it's going to be good. Niners, Rams, Super Bowl bound, baby. And then, I wanted to pick Titans, but I just I don't think they're going to do it. I don't think they're going to do it. So,
all right, Reno.
The $50 bet on the plus 3,700 I got for the Niners to win the bowl is kind of – coming into play too, so
it may be affecting you a little bit. I see
maybe
that.
But I like the picks.
Okay, all right, well, good luck, have a good weekend.
See,
Reno did call in last week and double top shelf the 49ers. He did, and that worked. Can he do it 2 weeks in a row? Since I top shelf the Packers, I say no. Let's go to the phones. Tony in Nolensville, you're up next on Pick Six. Welcome in.
All right, guys. Give me the Titans. 51 total points. Henry is going to be under the 17.5 carries. top shelf that. Mm. Taking the Titans on over the 2.5 sacks. I'm going to take the Packers. The 49ers are going to freeze when they get up there to Lambeau, coming from California. So I'm taking the Packers with a top shelf there. Taking the Bucks. Taking the Chiefs.
Did you do the game total?
I did, 51.
Okay. Tony, good luck. Good stuff. Have a good weekend.
Have a good one, guys. Thank you. Y'all have a great weekend.
615-737-1025. Up here next. Welcome into Pick 6.
Hi, guys. How's it going?
Great.
All right.
You need the rundown? Okay.
Yeah, go ahead and start. Yeah, go ahead and start that. Yeah.
All right, we'll tee him up for you. Bengals at Titans.
Titans.
Titans minus 3.5. We need a game total.
49.
Derrick Henry over or under 17.5 rushing attempts.
I think just under at 15. What about the under?
Okay. Titans sacks on D, over or under 2.5?
Dwayne is going to have to be over.
Okay. So, 49ers at Packers.
Packers.
Packers minus the 5.5 on Saturday night. Then the Bucks hosting the Rams.
Bucks.
Bucks minus 2.5. And finally, the Bills visit the Chiefs.
Bills, double top shelf.
Oh,
Bills double top shelf plus 1.5.
Mm.
Yep.
All right, Phil. Have a great weekend. Thank you.
Yep.
Double top shelf on the Bills. Mm. All right, let's get one more in. The rest of you, we can do off the air, and then don't forget you can also play along at thegamenashville.com. Jeremy, you'll be our final caller. Welcome into Pick 6.
Afternoon, fellas.
How you doing?
All right, let's start off with the Bengals and the Titans.
Tennessee Titans, 30. Cincinnati Bengals, 23.
All right, so you got 53. Titans minus 3.5. The King, over or under 17.5 rushing attempts?
Under.
Under. Titans sacks, over, under 2.5?
Over.
Over. Packers hosting the Niners.
Green Bay.
Green Bay, minus 5.5 at Lambeau. Rams at Bucks.
Rams.
Rams, plus 2.5, Sunday afternoon. Sunday evening, Bills at Chiefs.
That's the toughest one y'all had this week. I'm going to go with Kansas City.
KC, minus 1.5. All right, top shelves.
Got everything? Two top shelves?
Top shelf, Titans, top shelf. Rams.
Mm, okay.
Titans
all
and
right,
Rams.
Jeremy, have a great weekend. Thank you.
All right. Tighten up, fellas. Have a good weekend.
Oh, the Rams just announced their left tackle, Andrew Whitworth, out. Dealing with a knee injury. By the way, how old is he? Is he older than Tom Brady? I feel like Whitworth has been playing.
I think he's about four years younger.
I feel like he's been playing forever. He is out. Mm. And their safety, Taylor Rapp, concussion, also out. All right, good stuff. All right, we'll come back. We'll get our best shots of the weekend and wrap up what's been a lot of fun this week. We'll do that on the other side. But right now I'm going to talk to you about the folks at Curation CBD. You know, you hear me talk about them every day. They present our show, and we really appreciate that. And they can help you like they help our household. Okay, and if you've got aches and pains on your body, and you're searching for a solution like me, whether it's because you're active, whether it's just because your body is not cooperating, or is because you're just getting older, I mean, there's lots of reasons why you have aches and pains, right? And I'm always looking for a solution. Well, it's Curation CBD. Curation means healing, and that right there says a lot. And Curation is locally and organically sourced CBD products from right here in Middle Tennessee, from seed to final sale. They're passionate about providing quality products for everyday use and for your pets, too. Boy, have they helped our female German Shepherd. She's got a medical condition. She has, if I can spit it out, she has seizures. Say that fast really time. Three times really fast. But she has had them for over 3 years, and didn't matter how many vet visits, how many pills she was on, never stopped. They came in bulk. She's had hundreds and hundreds over the 3+ years. We've had her on the pet tincture since August. It's all gone away. Plus, she's lost weight, and she's very active. It's changed her life. It's changed our life. So if you have a pet or a dog with a medical condition like that, that has seizures, I highly recommend that you look into their pet tincture. Or a pet with anxiety problems, whether it's when you guys leave or thunderstorms, they've got products also that can calm your pets down, be a calming influence on them. Do me a favor. When you order your products at CreationCompany.com, right before you check out, type in the code DDC25. DDC25 will get you 25% off your order at CreationCompany.com. It's Creation CBD, curated for life. Willie, I can't believe this. Have you seen the reports of two people, unfortunately, we've lost today?
I have not.
Meatloaf and Louis Anderson.
Oh, I did. I did see Louis Anderson. I did not see Meatloaf.
Louis Anderson at 68, Meatloaf at 74. Jeez. I hate that. Wasn't Louis Anderson in Coming to America?
Oh, yeah.
Funny guy.
He sure was.
Gosh.
He was working at McDowell's.
He was working at McDowell's. Man, I just hate seeing that. Louis Anderson and Meatloaf. I was trying to think of, you know, we've had so many musicians make the special appearances at Bridgestone Arena. I was sitting there during the break trying to remember if Meatloaf ever made a special appearance during a Preds game. Nothing came to mind.
No, I don't think so. Did you see that the George Thorogood was there the other night?
No, I didn't see that. Last night?
Tuesday night.
Okay. No, I didn't see that.
He was in the house.
Really? Did he get up on the band stage?
He did not. He did not get up on the band stage. That would have been awesome, but he did not.
Is he another one that lives here, or?
Oh, I don't know. That I don't know. That's the first time I've ever seen him at a game. Doesn't mean he hasn't been before, but that was the first time I saw him.
Huh. They put him on the Jumbotron?
They did. And on the telecast.
I missed it. I missed it.
You never know who you're going to see down there.
No, you don't. We've stopped being surprised by that, right?
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's go on and get in our best shots of the week. Now joined by Rocky Boyman. And, man, he told us about how, I guess, in a half of a game, and they were not targeting Derek. They weren't looking his way. He didn't have a catch. And he said D-Mace came over and blew him up on the sidelines. Like, what do you do all week? Do you watch film? Do you watch tape? You know what the tape tells you? I'm always open. Yet you're not throwing the ball to me. You clearly aren't doing your job, because if you were doing your job and watching the tape, you would see I'm always open.
Oh,
but yet,
man,
you guys aren't throwing to me.
Hey, and the receiver mind, we're always open.
Yeah, I was going to say, they're always open. And that's the other thing I always appreciate about Mace. And on the field, he was talking smack, and I'm open, all this. And then we go in the locker room, and he's leading a prayer group. And I'm like, this guy is multi-faceted, man. Like, this guy, it's like completely different people. Literally, when you walk in the building, we're talking about Jesus, and we're getting right with the Lord. And we're on the field, and, buddy, it's all getting poured out there. I appreciated that, teammate.
Oh, man. Hey, you got to have two sides of you, man.
You know, they haven't seen Derrick Henry in so long. And, you know, when he got hurt, there definitely was a stretch where the offense didn't play great. And, you know, with that being the case, I think there's, you know, plenty of skepticism of, you know, like what it's going to look like if he does come back, and if he doesn't come back, are they really good enough, you know, without him to truly, be a team that represents the AFC in the Super Bowl? So I would say that that's the first thing. Look, right or wrong, I think that is the first reaction. You know, in a run-first offense with, like, this big, powerful back, not having him, I think, has given people pause. Okay, so that's one thing. And then I would say this is the other thing, and it's probably the bigger reason, is that I think of all of the four quarterbacks
Bingo.
That are still,
yep.
still alive, you got me? You got me? You said bingo? Is that it? I thought you were complaining about the West Wing. So here's the deal. So,
Mo Egger, ESPN 1530 in Cincinnati.
I do think there's going to be a pretty fair representation of Bengals fans. I've been to two Bengals-Titans games, one in 2011, the other, I want to say, 2018 maybe. And, you know, one year that was a pretty decent Bengals team. The other year that was a horrific Bengals team. And there was still a lot of orange and black in the stands. And so given the fact that there's we have two cities in such close proximity to one another, given the fact that it's a 4:30 Saturday game and so people can spend all day Sunday going back, given the fact that this is uncharted territory for most Bengals fans, I think you're going to see a lot of Bengals fans certainly descend on Nashville, and I think the game is going to be, you know, you're going to see a lot of orange and black in the stands on Saturday afternoon.
He's not going to say no.
No.
He's not. I mean, unless his foot is hurting that much. But you got to – I mean, again, Foreman has done a really good job. And that offensive line, take your hat off to them, because that's what we've forgotten about this whole – you know, talking about Derrick Henry coming back, and it's great that he is, but lost in the shuffle has been this offensive line run blocking. They've done a really good job, hence Foreman's numbers. So with that being said, allow Derrick Henry and his play to dictate whether you give him the ball more, trusting that if we can't, our offensive line will continue to block the way they've been blocking, and Foreman will continue to run the way he's been running.
Went 0 to 100. He said he's bringing out the short shorts. I said I need to see some Chuck Taylors. So I guess we got to figure out when this is happening.
Well, then he's tweeted at us and to me and D-Mace, it's like, you guys want some of this action too? And it's like, wait a minute, what's going on? What
How
just
did
happened?
We get
like,
drawn in this?
What just happened?
Listen, D-Mace, point guard, Darren, can you be the five? Can you be the center?
Oh, Derek knows. Derek knows. I'm Bill Lambeer, man. I'll sharpen up those elbows. You betcha.
Hey, but you got to have a wicked three-pointer. Bill had a wicked three-pointer, man.
I can shoot from the three.
Okay.
Don't you remember us?
No, can you make it? Shooting from the three and making it is two different things, okay?
Oh, okay. You caught me on that one.
Chase can shoot from the three-point. Yeah, you got a point.
All right, I can't think of a better way to go into the final break. Chase, get up and come over here and tell everybody about Blue Chew.
I'm here. How are we doing, guys?
Oh, we're going to be doing better here in the next 60
well,
seconds.
I'm going to turn around here and face the wall so I don't have to see either one of you guys, because y'all like to have fun at my expense.
He literally, Willie, would not. He had his back to us, and he did the spot staring at the wall. Would not look at
And
us.
He still couldn't get through it.
Still couldn't get through it.
No, he had trouble. There was a lot of snickering.
We were throwing things at him.
Yeah. That I couldn't see.
I've seen a lot of people this week ranking the quarterbacks, the eight quarterbacks, and it's pretty much all the same, right? Like everybody's got basically Garoppolo 8, Tannehill 7, Stafford 6, and then, you know, depending on who, the other 5, they're all the same. But here's one that's interesting. I've also seen people ranking the 8 coaches left. And that one seems to be a lot more all over the place. And this is something we could have spent some time talking about. So with that being said and me putting you on the spot, how would you rank? Who's first? Who's last? Like, this one to me is a whole lot tougher.
Yeah, this is a totally subjective answer. It's hard not to go with Andy Reid. I think he will have his team prepared. That would be number one for me.
Okay. I've seen Reid one, but I've also seen Reid not one.
You know, I I think Mike Vrabel will have his team in the right frame of mind. I would rank him up there.
What about McVay, McDermott, Shanahan, Bruce Arians, LaFleur, Zach Taylor? There's your eight.
Ugh. Impossible. Impossible to rank. I think to get this far, you have to have at least have had a pretty good coaching season. So that's two different ways you can answer it. How do you feel like they've done this season, and what's their track record in the big picture?
Right.
So much has gone down, is coming down to these games. You get all, you work so far and so long to get to this point, and then what happens here? You could be fully prepared and your team goes out and lays an egg and you take the blame as the coach for not having them, quote, ready to play. I think McVay is a pretty solid coach. I think over the long haul, I think Bruce Arians is a pretty solid coach. So those would be my next two, I think.
Interesting. See, that's why I'm saying it depends on, I think this one I've seen a lot more all over the place. I think typically most have had Reed and McVay at the top. But Arians is a little bit all over the place. LaFleur's a little bit all over the place. Vrabel's a little bit all over the place. I think Shanahan probably deserves to be up there a little bit higher than, because he has taken a team to the Super Bowl. So, and I get it, Bruce Arians has won it, but I don't know. I just, for me, it's like until Tom Brady got there, nobody was talking about Bruce Arians. I mean, really. Right? I mean, not in the same breath as these other guys. I think Zach Taylor is probably going to get shuffled to the bottom at eight just because, you know, he's got the least amount of experience. I think McDermott doesn't get enough credit. I don't think Vrabel gets enough credit. I just thought it was interesting because that one seemed to be all over the place depending on who was answering it. Where the other stuff with the quarterbacks, it was basically the same thing, you know. Unless you're Keyshawn, who had Tannehill 8. Everybody has, you know, Jimmy G 8, Tannehill 7, Stafford 6. And then the other five, it's like, you know, pretty much the same thing. But the coaches, completely different. And that was interesting. I think most that I've seen rank them have probably Vrabel, in my opinion, a little bit too low. And Arians a little bit too high. And McDermott a little bit too low, in my opinion. That's just me. And LaFleur. And I feel like I'm always banging on LaFleur, but I just kind of feel like while they've been really good on his watch, winning 13 games 3 years in a row, in 3 years he's been the head coach, it's not fair, but he does have Aaron Rodgers.
These are the money games. You know? These games this weekend are the money games.
Yep, that's right. That's right. All right. Can't wait to find out what we're talking about on Monday. It's going to be a lot of fun to see how this weekend shakes out. We'll love to hear your stories, too, on Monday if you did the double dip. And if you're going to do the double dip, keep in mind the Predators game starts at 7:30 against Detroit. Everybody have a great weekend. Continue to be safe. We want you back with us Monday at 10 o'clock. We shall see you then. Stay tuned. Stillman & Company is next.